With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It is Vossi of the Missile. Brandy's done and dusted for the year. Q's in the rack. Done. Greg Alexander, he'll be back next year. Now, James, let's rip into some texts nice and early. 27 and a half minutes after 6 in New South Wales, 27 and a half after 5 in Queensland, James. Text line.
Yeah, opening the batting today, Vossi, you've got Mark. He says Argentina would be the team he wants to win now. Because if they win, we would get knocked out by the world champs, just like Italy in 2006. That bit of hope, maybe one day.
Yeah, okay, all right. So I'm not hopping on the Argentina bus.
I don't like him being by Argentinians, so I'm off it.
It was quite a goal, wasn't it, Lionel Messi? Let's give credit where it's due. That was pretty amazing goal, and you saw Graham Arnold's reaction. No, we can't give him half a second because look what he can do. Really special goal. I've always thought that a coach's sole job is making a team better than the sum of its parts. On that criteria, Graham Arnold has surely announced himself as one of the best coaches in Australian sporting history, says Tim. A wrap for Graham Arnold.
Yeah, I can't argue with that, Tim. This one from Jody from the Lake. Hey, fellas, looking forward to another week of fun on SEN. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but I did do my Aussie duty and I watched the game on the weekend. Great effort by the Aussie squad, but if soccer wants to get more fans, they need to get rid of these ridiculous diving to try and get penalties. The game could be way better without that rubbish. Have a good one, boys.
Oh, yeah, please. I mean, it is, yes. I had to explain that a few times. That last one where the goalkeeper went down when he wouldn't have knocked a maggot off a chop.
Yeah.
And he's gone down like he's dead. He's in pain. I mean, it's embarrassing.
They're too
far
gone, though, aren't
they? How could you do it? How can you act like that, like you are just rolling around like you've just had your spleen and your kidney ruptured, and then you get up 10 seconds later and you're good as gold? How can you do that?
Very embarrassing.
Oh, anyway, I'm with Jody of the Lake. This one, he's not a great bowler, he's the GOAT. We're talking about Nathan Lyon. Two games that come to mind, Australia versus England at the MCG when Thompson and Border nearly got us over the line. Yeah, these are great defeats. These are very good examples. When Thompson and Border nearly got us over the line, and the Adelaide test against the West Indies when McDermott was caught with two balls remaining and Border blowing up in the change room. Yeah, I remember that one too, caught behind and just a little nibble on it. Yeah, they're very good examples there from Drew of great Australian defeats, both from cricket. And the greenkeeping rooster says, morning, Vossie and Missile. Nathan Lyon is absolutely a great bowler. His record stands up in any era because off-spin bowling is a tough gig in Australian conditions, and he sure does give it a rip because of the drop he gets on the ball, the greenkeeping rooster. So well done putting the case forward. And he's out on the mower this morning. I need to get some tips from the greenkeeping rooster. If you got time to ring, did a lot of whippersnippering on the weekend, James. And bloody hell, the reel kept on breaking. Like sometimes I only get 30 seconds out of the reel. Other times you get like 10 minutes out of it. How does that work? I'm dropping the reel in the bucket of water to make it supple and make it a bit softer. But the whippersnipper, what a pain in the ass when it keeps on snapping.
I haven't heard that. Get the screwdriver, I haven't heard the water trick
place
before.
A little bit of thread. Through it again?
Yeah, it's a pain in the bum.
Punishing. Must have changed it 100 times. Greenkeeping Roos to help. Jay the Bookman's there with a joke. This is the last week for the year for Jay. We'll call this the 5 days of Janus. 5 days of Janus. Remember, there's a J at the front of that. The 5 days of Janus. Jay, what's your joke on day 5? Or is it 1? I don't know. Where you go?
Yeah, Vossie, I hope this doesn't affect you with your Mr. Voss candles range, but I don't know if you saw that story on the news about the candle factory that burnt to the ground. No one did anything to quell the fire. Everyone just gathered around and sang happy birthday.
Right, okay. Thanks, Jay. That's the start of the 5 days of Janus. No reaction from James?
That wasn't up there as one of his best. I'm worried for the next 4 days now.
All right. No, Jay's there. Lovely plug for Mr. Voss candles as well. Great Christmas idea. It is time for the news. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.